They put us together. I said, he can't even speak English. They said, teach him. You want to help her or you want to do it by yourself? I said, come on, boy. Well, it wasn't just a few days, you know. I'd paint. We'd sandblast pipe and paint it. He called that paint tinta. He called that machine machina. He called sand Elena. And he, you know, I began to learn. I told him, let's go eat. He said, vámonos para comer. I knew that meant let's go eat. It started raining. He said, mucho lluvia. I said, rain, rain. He said, rain. I said, lluvia. It didn't take us long. 3 months, we was talking to each other. It'd start raining. I'd say, vámonos para comer, mucho lluvia. He said, let's go eat. There's a lot of rain. Let's sit down and eat. We can't work. It's rain. We figured it out. We'll figure it out in the resurrection. I want to talk to some of these people. I'm looking forward to the resurrection. Can you imagine meeting some of these guys that lived back in the A.D. 200, 180? You might be some of them in the church of Laodicea or Smyrna or some of those guys that died and maybe they didn't make it, but they come up in the resurrection. So tell us what really happened. What went on with this letter? Who read it? Did they read it? And where did y'all have church anyway? How did that happen? Tell us about it. Y'all think, you think this is interesting. You wait. You just wait a little while. Buddy, it's going to get plenty interesting. Somebody's going to say, let church out. They said, no, let Abel talk. Let's hear some more about what happened back then. Yeah, let Job back up there and say some more. I want to hear some more from Job. Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Talk, tell us what happened. Tell us about it. Hallelujah. My God, you don't think they got happy and they got to singing, they got to thinking about, I was down there, I was in thrown in that fiery furnace, and I didn't burn up, and the cords burned off of me. That ain't even the half of it. I died, and here I am again, 3,000 or 4,000, 2,000 years later. Here I am. Hallelujah. Go to talking about life. I got the Holy Ghost. You imagine Meshach getting the Holy Ghost? Woo! You don't think that made him happy? How'd you like to hear something like that? See somebody. There's something going to happen here after a while. I want to be here and see it. Yeah. Somebody write a letter. They without us could not be made perfect. It took us coming on the scene. God given this ministry of revelation. Then he brought those saints that been laying in the grave, brought them up, those just saints, those that feared God. They began to hear this message. They never heard about the Holy Ghost. They didn't know how this was going to work. But they come up and heard about it. We saw them get the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues, born of another language, another nature. And yet, what God did back then, they had all that. They had all of that to bring us up to date on all of it. I'm going to tell you, saints, there's going to be a lot of T's crossed and a lot of I's get dotted. And a lot of blank spaces filled in before this is over with. It's going to be interesting. It's going to get interesting. You ain't going to want to go home. You're going to say, you know, let's stay a while longer. Let's hear some more about this. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, we're working on something that's it's more than a hope so salvation. It's for more than maybe so. It's peace that passes understanding. How in the world could people be persecuted, beat like they were beat, and some of them died as martyrs? And they never blamed God. They didn't get bitter over it. It just got them closer to Him. Why did God let that happen? What was His purpose behind it?
I read a little boy and his dad that were burning to death together. And the little boy said, to his daddy, "Daddy, I don't even feel any pain."
Huh.
Well, you know, there may be some technical answer for that, but that touched my heart.
Brother Weininger telling about, if you didn't hear him, they read somewhere in the Fox's Book of Mortars where they burned a little boy and his daddy together on a stake, I guess. And he said, the little boy said, "Daddy, he's on fire." He said, "I don't even feel any pain." Well, you have to, you know, there's an understanding that there's a peace. There's an just like Jesus, the suffering that Jesus went through worked something in him, and he saw God's purpose in it, and he didn't put all the value on temporal things that we put on. A lot of things that we think so precious that's temporal, he put all the value on eternal things. He wasn't worried about, you know, dying or, he just knew it was the will of God. He was doing the will of God. And this thing's going to, God's going to kick it up a notch here after a while, and things are going to get to really moving, and they're going to get interested. So hang on. Just hang on. Sister Crow, if you die, I'll see you in a little while. You ain't going to be gone long. I'm planning on seeing you before long. She'll come back up a kicking and a holler and said, "I'm back. Here I am. Remember me." Yeah. Praise God. All right. Well, I'm glad for the house of God, the work of God that we're working on, the house of God. We're working a road that leads to heaven's abode. Just remember this. I tell people, sometimes people get shook up with things you say. I tell them, don't get shook up with anything I say. If it ain't the truth, it ain't going to do nothing anyway. It ain't going to amount to nothing. But if it is the truth, God will open your eyes to see it someday. So just put it on the shelf if you can't handle it. And if God needs it adjusted, he'll adjust me. But here's the thing. Let's stay together. That's the thing. If we're going to be humble, if we're going to be, we got to learn how to be long-suffering. We got to learn how to be low, of a low estate. We've got to learn how to be meek. Here's that scripture. I'll read this in closing. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Paul said, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy." He said, I'm asking you to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. God's called you, and I'm telling you how to walk worthy of it. "With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love." You put up with me and I'll put up with you. I don't care how bad you get to stinking. I'm talking about... Well, I'm just going to tell you, I have been in here. I've worshipped with some people that needed a bath pretty bad. I thought, boy, this is a little rough, but I can take it tonight, you know. I've hugged preachers, you know, and I thought, man, you need to get your suit clean. You wore that one time too many, evidently. I've hugged preachers that, you know, they don't believe in wearing deodorant. You know, they sprinkle a little, garlic. They drink garlic and they smell like garlic too. I know a preacher like that. He started that 20 years ago. He smelled like garlic then. He still smells like garlic today. And then he's got used to smelling it. I just haven't. And bearing with one another. See, bear with them. Stay in here. Don't leave just because you don't like the things that I say, or you don't like the way I comb my hair, the side I part it on, or, you know, you don't like garlic or smell of it. Just stay in here with me anyway. Just put on charity and love me. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Keep the right spirit. Let's blend our spirits. Let's keep the right spirit. Let's stay together and love one another. in the bond of peace. In other words, are you bound? Have you made a commitment to be bound to the people of God and be at peace with them? I am. I need every one of you. And I'll guarantee you, some of you I wouldn't have paid any attention to when I was out in the world. I just wouldn't have. We just didn't have nothing in common. But in here, we got something in common. There's a common faith. There's a common gospel that's binding us together. We sing that song, "Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together in love." We need God has to put us together, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Well, if you skip on down to the 13th verse, it says, until we come to the unity of the faith. See, we're going to have to come in unity in one body. We're going to have to be bound together in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace before we'll ever get in the unity of the faith. So, let's stay together. What do you say? All right, announcements. Brother, where's Andrew at? Are y'all still, y'all wanting us to talk to the young people right after church? There's a few things that Andrew and Brittany wants to talk to the young people about, maybe some projects to get ready for maybe a trip in the spring, a youth trip in the spring. And if the parents of those young people could also meet with them just up here up front just shortly right after church, so you'll know what they're planning on doing. And they want y'all to be aware and have your input and your permission to, they've already talked to me about it, and I gave them permission to talk on it, work on it. And I want to see our youth involved in the things in the body of Christ and do things together and things that edifies the body but also helps them together. And then Sister Thompson, we've got different ones that are new here in this assembly that have asked her about being a part, working in the kitchen, maybe on different teams. And so she's going to be working that out. And so if you haven't talked to her, we'll talk to her. And then also, Brother and Sister Durham have moved out. Now, Sister Durham, y'all ever notice how the foyer always looked nice and clean every morning? Every service, I noticed it didn't look as good today. So there's things that they were doing that you may not have known, but they were keeping things going around here. But now we're going to have to work together. We may need to put together some cleaning teams. There's a lot of things that's not getting done. And so I'm just telling you ahead of time that we may have to structure things a little bit different than we've done in the past. I don't know exactly how. We haven't worked on it that much, but I just know. And, of course, Brother Shane, he's going to have surgery. When did she say? They didn't give him an exact date, she said. But within a couple weeks, they're working on getting the date. But he hadn't been able to clean the dining room. And I appreciate the men that was willing to help on that. And we're going to need you to continue to help us until. And there's a machine down there that we paid several thousand, $3,000 for, that mops the floor, cleans it, squeegees it all up, and keeps the floor in good condition. But Shane hadn't been here to run it. And we need to make sure others knows how to use it. It's, well, in fact, anybody just about, all you got to do is walk behind it. It puts down fresh, clean water, sucks it up, and, you can mop the floor with a mop bucket, and just you won't go very far. The mop and the bucket the water will be dirty, be filthy. And if you don't go change it real often, you're mopping the floor with dirty water. But this machine cleans it with fresh water and soap and water and rinses it and squeezes it and put all at the same time. And all you got to do is just push it. About just a easy walk, you can. It's done in one pass. And so it's easy to do, but we may need different ones to know how to do it and you know, how to put the soap and water in it correctly and all of that. But Brother Shane's been doing that, but now he's sick, so we're going to have to kind of take up the slack. Before we go home, right, is there any other announcements? All right. Does everybody feel good? Do you feel like you've been in church today? Amen. Praise God. Good. I need a little bit of money from you. I want you to be a cheerful giver. So if y'all have said I don't feel good, I'd have waited on taking up this. But I want to replace the TV that was stolen out of the nursery. The women that can go in there, they can still see the service. And so we also lost the one down in the dining room, but I'm just going to cut this dog's tail off just a little at a time. So I'd like to get about $500 right quick so we can get the stand and the TV again. Instead of just taking it up, could we just get some givers just to say, I'll give $50 or, you know, $25 or whatever? There's 50, sister. Wait, let's write this down. Yeah, you don't have to give it right this minute, but if you'll pledge to give it, but we do need it right away. Brother Durham said he'd give 50. Brother Tally will give 25. 50, Sister Inez. 50, Brother Matthews. Durham, 50, Brother Fred Stewart. Sister, 50, Sister McGowan. Sister, 20, Sister Golden, I'm sorry, Sister Painter, I'm still having to get it. 50, Brother Golden. 25, Goforth, I'm sorry. Did I say Golden? 20, 25, Sister Bryant. 25, Brother Crow. Sister Elsie, 25. 50, Brother Oates. 25. The stand that holds that thing cost about $80, and they stole half of it, so we got to buy a whole new one. They don't sell halves. You know, I was hoping you could buy half a mount, you know. Brother Dave, 25. Sister Joyce, I'll give 50. All right.
That's 500.
Is that 500 even?
Well,
okay. All right. See, I asked for 500 and we got it, just like that. I'll tell you, I thought about asking for 1,000, but I chickened out. I thought, I'll wait on the other one. We'll get that other one later. We'll let you have a breather. And do y'all want us to... How'd y'all like that song, that instrumental that they played for us tonight? Brother Brett and Brother Michael and Joanne and Sister Cindy, that was good, wasn't it? I wish they'd make us some tapes or CDs. We got so much talent in this church, we need to get something more professional done. Brother Painter probably can put it on our audio. There's a little deal on our website you can click on to. What's that called, Brother Painter? Radio. Can you put that on the radio, on our radio, on the website? Well, anyway, but we we've got so much talent in here, we need to get, we need to try. I think if we're going to have, here, you ushers, come on, they've got money, they want to give it. Let's get it while they're in the mood. Where's the plates at? Are any? I wonder. Could we have some kind of song, just to kind of make it ease the pain? Yes. All right. They said Brother Mark did the machine today, huh? All right, praise God. Did you know what you was doing? Figured it out? Shane out and got him to tell us how? All right, good. It needs spray buff too, but... anyway, thank you all ahead of time. Keep praying for Brother Gaylor. He's Sister Painter. Brooklyn is... Okay, come on. Come on, y'all sing. Come on, Brooklyn. Sister Painter's going to help you. Look at her. Ain't she a dandy? Now, when she gets, you know, up about 20 years old, she's gathered a crowd. They're going to help her. All right. Class. Little quartet. All right. Brooklyn, we don't have very many girls, see, but we've got a bunch of little boys. In fact, they're even Elisha's not here, but she's been girlfriends to every one of them. I've watched them. She takes turns with them. You know, she spreads herself around. I've seen them fight over, and she just goes from one to the other and tries to please them all. She needs help. We need to recruit some more people in here and get her some help. Praise God. All right. God bless you as you give.
Higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He can
be lifted up.
All draw all men unto me. Lead us higher.
Lift him up for the world to see.
All right. I'll see you Wednesday night. Shake hands and be friendly.